Hey, feel I'm in the mood for a switcher. I hit the function, hit the rose till I hiccup.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Uncut Critic Podcast. It's one of your hosts, Kid Adonis.
How's it going? This is Brandon K. Jones. Back to meet all y'all. How y'all doing?
So today we're going to be talking about Netflix's original film, I Care a Lot.
I did not care.
Man, this movie was deep. And the reason why, okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, okay. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
The reason why I'm going to say it was deep is because it's not that many original movies. And what I mean by original movies, original films by Netflix that it had no real noticeable actors that you do know, but the plot of the whole fucking movie was phenomenal.
First of all, I had the guy that played Tyrion Lannister in there, and I really liked that actor.
Who?
The guy that played Tyrion Lannister.
Oh, yeah. Peter Dinklage. I forgot.
Yeah, come on.
I forgot about that.
All right. Don't do
but
that.
But I do fuck with Peter, though. I do. Tyrion.
He's the man.
But as the main character. You know what I mean?
So the female, I've seen her in a lot of things.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I have. I've seen her in things. I just
didn't recognize her.
Didn't know her name.
Okay.
Didn't know her name, but I do like her as an actress.
Okay, because she do have her. She has quite a catalog. I didn't know that either. Yes.
I'm like, no, she's around.
Okay. She's seasoned, yeah, most
very,
definitely.
Very much so. And I really like the way Rosamund Pike, I really like the way that she portrayed her character. Mm. She made me hate her. And she made, like,
that's how you know when they do a good
right?
job.
Like, so she did a really good job. Like, the character in the overall plot of the movie,
mm-hmm.
I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I just really didn't like it because I felt like she should have got taken out. I'm sorry. Like,
she did. At the end?
No, they partnered up.
At the end?
Yeah.
At the very end?
They partnered
up. When they partnered up, and it was like, yeah, you remember me? You want to play the clip?
Play the clip.
Wait, that means I got to log in on Netflix.
That's okay.
Like, when I mean, that's why I enjoyed it so much, is because it's one of those things where the plot was overly, overly, like, fucking legit. Cause you didn't like, you said you didn't see that very last bit of that shit.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't remember her dying, man. I'm like, the whole time she was kicking in that thing. She was cool.
Yeah, like, when I mean the very end of the movie.
Oh, yeah, right. After she became the boss. Yes, mm-hmm. There we go. Okay, yeah.
When she walked out, and that's why it was like.
Oh, yeah. I did get my just desserts.
That's why when that moment happened. Marla. Oh, my God. My mom died.
You know what?
You never let me see her, and she died in there alone, you fucking bitch.
You know what? Seeing this scene.
I felt that.
I feel it again.
Because it was one of the, in the initial beginning of the movie, when it was that same dude who killed her at the end, right? You felt like you understood where he was coming from, you know? Not until the story went through. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, it was just showing aggressive, like, you don't understand why he's so upset. Like, she's not that bad, you know? She looked like a 30-year-old white woman just doing her duty, you know? She owned a business that's successful, but you didn't see the meticulously evil deeds that she did until the movie progressed. And then you understood. That's why I was like, she did a fucking phenomenal job.
She did. Like I say, because
I always win.
She made me hate her so much. And like I say, you're right. I did miss that last one part because I swear I thought that she... I remember them partnering up and everything like that. And
mm-hmm.
I hated that. Like, I hated it. Like, even if it would have ended there...
You can't beat them, join
them. Wait. Even if it would have ended there, that would have been a good ending itself. And it would still left me with that same hate of it being a good movie, me hating that character.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have that same hate. It's just that you kind of just gave my just dessert by showing me that little end part of her getting popped off. Like, that just... It was just so satisfying.
And that's why I like the movie, because it's one of those, like, this bitch turned into the fucking Terminator against the Russians and her girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is one of those examples of the LGBTQ community done appropriately in movies. And what I mean by appropriately, right? There's no backlash. This shit was a solid movie. It's no combating, because this is more realistic than anything. Relationship wise, not the Russians and all the rest. Mm-hmm. Understand that little action movie, the Russians always do something bad. Or it's the Nazis or something else like that.
We'll talk about that later.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I like that part of where, you know, she's a successful businesswoman.
Both of them are.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Both are successful.
Right. And they're, and this was literally a woman-directed movie. As the woman was the lead, mm-hmm. and the writing was great. That's my whole thing. When I get writing well, the relationships well, the plot well, mm-hmm. yo, I'm going to love the movie. You know.
With good development.
Yeah, like, that's like, rare.
And it keeps you guessing through the movie, which is not easy to do.
Rare.
Man.
Rare. And especially in women, like, leaded roles. Like, I feel like they do women.
Which is not a lot, but then even when they do, it's all predictable.
Right. And that's the shit that just be grinding my, that's why I was like, I really fuck with this movie.
Salt, Colombiana.
Yeah,
we all knew what
you about to go kick some ass. Okay. Independent woman about to be the killer. Okay, everybody gonna get their ass whooped. Somebody about to get the vagina in their face, spin around.
Proud Mary.
Yeah, what? Like the Rey Mysterio fights and shit. Come on.
Hurricane Ronas.
Rest in peace, Rey Mysterio. But, you know, this wasn't like that. This bitch was out here getting fisty cups, like, man, I'm gonna tase his big ass. I can't take him down.
But I like the fact that that character was willing to stand up. Mm-hmm. For what she actually wanted, I'm not gonna be at the bottom. Like, I'm gonna get everything I deserve, and whoever stands in my way, I'm gonna run through them.
And I see in my mind, right? I always think of like the propaganda in it. Mm-hmm. Proper. Everything was in this proper. It wasn't too much. It wasn't too less. Every market was hit how they were supposed to be hit.
Without overdoing it.
I'm not about to be fucked by men in this world, bitch. I went, loved it.
And just stop right there.
Yeah. You can't do too much. Like, I'm against. No.
Right.
You just went fucking nuts.
No more feet.
Show. Right.
That was it.
She just showed.
Quick, intense line to shut it down. And then you be like, you kind of got to shut up. You got to. Mm.
And like the mother, when she.
Especially she was in the position she was in. Oh, the mama.
She was hand over fist.
The mama.
The mother. The mother. She seemed so innocent. Didn't have no dad or none. And when she tried to finesse her, she was like.
You mess with the wrong one. You don't even know you mess with what?
I'm like, that's how you know your mama know you a killer.
Right? And she accept you for it. She going through her regular life, talking about, looking at you, talking about, you don't even know who you messed with. Mm-hmm. You don't even know what you in for.
And they kept killing me. Peter Dinklage had like this weird, awkward comedy to his character. Because the fact he was short and was the overlord of everything. This motherfucker was
the tough
doing,
guy.
Yeah, the calisthenic. Motherfucking planks in the air, drinking smoothies and shit with the man bun, bro.
But you can tell how much he loved the mama, because for somebody who's not supposed to be around and everybody's looking for it, boy,
don't live there no more.
He was damn near willing to go to jail to go get her.
She don't live there no more. What do you mean she doesn't live there anymore?
Talking about she been a whole damn life. Where she at?
Find her.
Wait. So she don't live there and didn't tell me?
No, it was the question. So you didn't ask any questions?
No, they just said she don't live, so we just left.
Bro.
You didn't say where she went?
Bro, imagine you the henchman. What the fuck asked you that question? You was afraid to ask this nigga this shit. Like, yo, she wasn't there. So you didn't ask anything? I didn't even want to tell you.
But no, because that's a legitimate question. Like, so why didn't you ask them any questions? Like,
you right.
Like, do you know the backing you have? But then you came back with the tail between your legs. Like, yeah. So now I got to look at you like.
Bro.
You gotta get off the team.
She literally.
You gotta get off the team.
She literally whooped their ass.
Boy, she finessed them. And
she tased these niggas.
She had a team to do it.
Oh, shit.
A team to do it. From the doctors to the, what was it? I think the orderlies or whatnot inside the mental institution. The foul people.
Do you got anybody?
Motherfucking keeping the records and everything. I'm like, bro, they got her ass fucked up. Wait, they took everything.
What was the term they used? They used the term. I forgot the fucking term. When there was a golden ticket or some shit like that. Golden goose.
Golden goose.
Yeah, golden goose.
Golden goose. Golden egg.
I'm like, oh my god.
And I'm like, so how many people have y'all done? Like all the records.
I feel like this is a thing. Like
this was.
This put me okay. When it comes down to like legalities with the state and shit, I know I don't know as much. This movie showed you how if you can play the legal system, you can take over the world. If you network,
learn the law.
Right.
Learn it all.
Well, I don't know what they're talking about. Well, from a doctor, the doctor gave me this documentation that unsound. Your Honor. Your Honor.
I'm talking about a doctor said that I am not fit in the head right now.
Judy, who do you got?
Yesterday I was just fine.
Hey.
I ain't seen this woman a day in my life, and now I'm unfit.
Man, hey.
A day when in she my knocked, damn when
she,
life.
She literally knocked on Shorty's door. Yeah. And was like, hi, we're your caretakers.
Who caretakers?
I'm fine. No. By the court, we've been deemed.
You talking about the court?
Come here taking photos.
The court.
Sell it all.
I ain't been to court.
Sell it all. We got to pay for her fees.
Wait, and then had the court hearing without her because she was deemed unfit to be at the court.
Bro.
Took all her property. Signed over everything.
All rights was lost that quick, bro. You know how frightening that shit is for an old person?
But did you see the fear that got in her damn face at first when she first met Buddy? And then she got tough again. Then I was like, I was like, damn, man, you can't even keep the toughness up.
It's because he was short.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. That's what I feel like.
If his name was like Yugoslav and his ass was like 6'7", eating ice in negative 15 degree weather, drinking vodka and shit.
Came out there with no shirt on and the chain.
Yeah. Who are you, woman? I am the Grayson killer.
I robbed your mom.
Right.
I sent your mom to the loony bin.
I blew up a car outside and you think I'm afraid of you. Like, I don't understand.
And then she got popped.
Bro. She got popped. See, that's why I was like, that's what sealed the deal for me, you know? Because it was one of those, like, this bitch, really? Is she the antagonist or the protagonist? I'm confused. Because she giving me antagonist vibe as a protagonist. But it's two stories being told.
Yeah.
Her story about being the fucking...
The
Genghis Khan of conning old people. And then you meet the Great Wall of China. Instead of defeating them, we just made you a different country.
Yeah.
And then we built the Wall of China.
And then she get popped.
And guess what? We just leave you in the desert and you die.
No matter how you cut it, no matter how they shake it and dry it, her past came back and got her though.
She, you can tell it was funny, the lawyer that came in for the Russian.
You said he what?
When the lawyer came in, hi, how much do we have to fix this situation?
He was trying, he was like, look, let's get out. We give you 250K?
I think he started low, then went high.
Said, no,
and this bitch in his vape, bro. This bitch in his vape, that shit, I would have smacked her ass, bro. I would have smacked her ass. Because it's one of those, you can tell she a part of the new generation and she don't give a fuck. And she's smoking the shit in front of you, telling you a bitch ass nigga, bro.
Literally. I'm looking at her do it.
She looked like she do Pilates, yoga, and just treadmill all day. Jeez, and she told you a bitch ass nigga while smoking some probably strawberry watermelon.
Nicotine.
Pod.
Because it ain't weed. Well, I'm like, it ain't weed.
Pod.
She ain't getting high. All tobacco.
And the haircut.
That little bob. Look, okay, we're not going to talk about it.
I'm a fryer shit.
Bro. I'm like,
because I ain't going to lie. If I was, I would have just killed this bitch.
Yes.
I would have walked in the office, blew that bitch up.
So that was my whole thing that I wanted from the movie. Because I'm like, bro, to be a killer. So I'm like, he about to go in. I'm like,
he didn't want things to get dirty. But the problem is his henchman was fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Like, if you had smart henchmen, maybe.
So how did he become the boss? If he got stupid ass people.
Because the thing is, he's a part of the Russian mafia. During that time, his brother was one of the people that died, and he was the younger brother, so you had to take over the Russian
mafia.
So
you just, you got it, see, and then I'd be wondering about shit like that, like, so you just get it because of who you were, but you didn't prove that you earned it, and then you just get it, that you the right one to leave.
I feel like he's probably been violent, but your brother's been a nigga that's probably, like, biting niggas that they throw and ripping their spinal cords out.
Ooh, this is your chance to prove yourself. You supposed to come pop up.
I will shoot you.
This is your initiation.
Nope, my brother was ripping niggas' shoulders out of their socket.
Yeah, but no, you supposed to shoot him in the kneecap. Get him down to your level.
I am 4'11". You were laughing
him,
me.
Pop him in. Get me at your level. Pop him in the knees.
That's too much work.
It's a gun.
This nigga do yoga, calisthenics, and drink smoothies.
That's more work than pulling the trigger.
I'm just telling you, he's different from his brother.
I got henchmen.
You're the younger brother.
I'm the leader.
The older brother, you was the violent one. You're the nice one.
The older brother dead.
I know, but
maybe he should have been nicer. Quiet. Crickets.
That's fucked up. So you telling me that the bad one dies and the good one doesn't?
I lived, didn't I?
But
he made it through the whole damn movie.
You tell one thing that I do appreciate. But a lot of people don't be appreciated about movies. Is the nigga that color graded it? The color grade is fucking phenomenal.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to know something like that.
Just like in The Great Gatsby.
Great movie.
Whoever color graded that.
I can give you that.
Oh, so you see them, how them colors pop.
Yeah, that pop. This didn't pop like that.
You tell why? Because right now, like, that motherfucking blue-green in her eye and that orange-yellow. Nigga. nigga.
I like how you leaned all the way in.
Because it's one of those, like, the moment where, like, that blue blazer when she's talking to the lawyer and you can, and it's just a fucking close up and he's just looking at you. I can see your fucking pupil. I can see the vein colors of your eye colors.
Hey, you like that?
Bro, as a colorist, I can't color grade for shit, but damn, nigga, you really did that. You separated the colors from its eye color. Her shit green, blue, and gray. You know the people that switch eye colors? That's, this bitch got that. Yeah, I know. The color grade nigga did that.
The color is the color
grade. The color grade nigga did that. You saw how I said color is, I was professional, and I took it unprofessional.
But no, like I said, it was a pretty decent movie. It
But it was what? Which I feel like it's more negative after this.
No, actually it's not. It's
a solid good fucking movie. I'm so fucking happy they made it.
I see.
Because it's one of those, like, a lot of movies nowadays, a lot of films, a lot of series, a lot of them don't follow a certain respect standard. And what I mean by respect standard, you making a movie for money, or you making a movie because you love the art? You doing it for marketing? Did you write this for marketing, or did you write this for a good fucking movie?
That's where we get the remakes and stuff.
Yep, the sequels, the prequels, the...
the reboots.
Yep, the... Mm. Oh, we might as well make it live actions, you know?
Yeah.
And you make it ass. But, you know...
they don't never search out none of the indie films. They don't go outside the box for nowhere.
But the problem is with indie films, they're under budget. Like...
okay, that's cool. Reshoot them.
See? Now you put in the reshooter. How much money did the indie film makes? That's when they get into the money, the marketing, and shit like that. That's
but
what
if
they're
it's
doing.
A good movie, it'll make the money it's supposed to make.
Are you sure?
I believe so.
Let me tell you what's a good movie that didn't do well in box office that I can admit. John Mars by Disney. I really liked it.
John who?
John Mars.
What the fucking John Mars?
It's a Disney movie.
I don't think it's called John Mars.
I'm telling you, it is. Let me look it up right now. I'll show you.
You make sure you edit this shit out the podcast. It's on me in there.
What? The John Mars part?
Because I'm pretty sure it's not called John Mars.
I'm not editing it out.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to stay. I'm going to stick to my word.
You
hear me?
It ain't John Mars.
For the viewers out there, I'm going to say John Mars.
John Mars.
It ain't Mars.
No, it ain't Mars.
The movie. Yeah, nigga, it is called John Mars. Is it?
John Carter. Oh, shit. Right. I'm like, it ain't John
Hey, y'all
Mars.
Got me. I really liked it.
He was on Mars.
You right. He
hey,
was on Mars.
I like
Mars.
That, too. No, I actually like that movie. I feel like they should have did another one.
Yeah. Their budget was $306.6 million. Ask me how much money they made.
$23
million. $284.1 million. So they made a loss. Bro. And I'm like, man, it was a good movie. I'm like, fuck a danga, you know? I like a second one of this one, but I know
it's not gonna happen.
Right.
That's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen.
Bro, I know you spent $100 for some shit you didn't even eat, but can you spend another $100 so I can eat again?
If you make it better. Yeah, you see how that worked? You make it better.
That's a stipulation?
Yeah.
The first time I did it, I didn't make it better.
That's the problem.
So can you do it again? That's how it is, you know?
If you make it the fuck... I gotta say, so you have a point on that aspect. You mm-hmm. have a point on that aspect, but at the same time, like, if the movie is good, especially in this day and age...
I didn't want her to die.
Because... ooh, huh? No, she should have died. Fuck that.
I wanted I Care a Lot, too.
No, kiss my ass.
I would have wanted it.
It's not gonna happen. Now, if you do want to do that, you can do a prequel... to show no. how she got to that.
No.
Oh, what's wrong? You don't want that?
Listen here.
Yeah, you don't want that? You don't want to see how she got there?
I've had a conversation.
No, yeah, no.
The thing
fuck
is
that.
With prequels, right?
Nope.
You have to have enough sequels to the point successfully to qualify for a prequel. That's my opinion. Let me give you an example.
Go ahead.
Underworld. Rise of the Lycans. You have to be qualified, for example, Lord of the Rings.
Nah, don't bring that shit up.
The Hobbit.
I didn't make it past.
It's not about you, but the box office. Them numbers, them figures was big stacks. Harry Potter. As you're starting to see that. If Toy Story came out with a prequel, you'll probably watch it. Why? Because they're like Toy Story 5.
Nah, I wouldn't watch a prequel. They fucked up at the end.
I don't even watch the Toy Stories anymore.
Nah, I was like, they fucked up at the end. I came out.
just saying. Like,
they can do a prequel. They can do a prequel.
If you can get past three, you can make a prequel.
Why the hell would they make three of those?
That's how I feel about
you. This. Can't rob that many people no damn more because you done just got caught the fuck up.
So I have a question. I have a simple question since we're on this conversation of prequels. Mm-hmm. John Wick. Would you like to watch a prequel of how he became John Wick? Ooh. Sizzling. I can see it in your eyes. You thinking it like, that might be decent.
I feel like it'd be just like John Wick 2 and 3.
Right. And you watched him.
Yeah, but he had a different purpose at that point in time.
But you can see the build of John Wick. You see that? Since you like the first one, the second and the third one is decent, right? Hallie, shout out. Hey.
But by that notion, at the same time, though, John Wick 1, they could have did a prequel right after that one too. At the same time. And then they could have kept going forward. Yeah, I know you about to say it. You about to say it. Don't hold yourself back.
I feel as though you have to be qualified. That's why I said.
But John Wick 1 was qualified enough to get.
You made 2 and 3. Now you're qualified, in my opinion.
That's your opinion. I'm like, but John Wick 1 was good enough to where you could have saw how he became John Wick, because then in the next one you would have saw why the fuck he really was like, I don't want to do this shit about.
Why would you take that? And it's easier to continue on the story. You're building a whole nother story. So for example, John Wick had the origin of why did you kill John Wick's dog?
But are you really building too much of another story? No. For the fact that you already made the character, if you build how he, if you already made where he is, it's not that hard to build where he came from, because you already got the ending. This is what you need to get to.
Right, first.
So by that notion,
so they want to build that momentum. That's why they came out with the second.
But the
they
first one had, but I'm, but
the first one was great.
Because you used John Wick. So
yeah, John Wick. Yeah,
John Wick had enough momentum on the first one to where they could have did a prequel and been perfectly fine. Because that movie had enough momentum, and you know it did.
But let me tell the reason why I say three. Right, I feel as
so
though,
you need a trilogy then a prequel.
No, I need you to have a three-peat.
Three-peat then a.
Then I want your documentary. You feel what I'm saying?
So they can prequel the Hunger Games.
I didn't like Hunger Games, but you can, yes. You can. You see, I'm keeping it honest because I know people fuck with Hunger Games.
I'm like, that's not, you can't prequel that.
You know, it's possible. What happened to the world before? What was the world like before that? And then use the oldest character from the first movie as a more familiar face in the prequel.
Oh, that'll suck.
I don't really, I didn't like Hunger Games that much.
That'll suck.
Jacob!
Peter!
You see what I mean? I feel like you got to qualify to get a prequel. Because a lot of the times, you really don't care about these niggas' backstories, bro.
Like I say, I feel like it just depends on the movie.
That's why I say I care a lot. Should have had a second one. I didn't want her to die.
I care a lot. I don't feel like...
It was a good enough plot.
I feel like it really was good to stop where it was.
Hey, I agree with that too.
I feel like if you would have made a second one, it wouldn't have been as good as the first one. And then everybody would... Like, it would have just went down.
It would have. It depends on the writers. I always say it depends on the writer. It was good. When it's good, I always want a second.
But what would be the plot though? Right. Because I'm like, you're robbing people. We're not already figured out what the fuck you do. So what's the story?
You can get bigger, or you can find more
competition. You're robbing people. We know what the fuck you do. What are we going with this?
What do you mean? That's same thing as Fast and Furious. Okay.
No, so that no, absolutely.
They on number 11, 10, 9, 8, 7.
They ain't even driving regular cars no damn mo. Somebody said, we can get all the way away from street racing.
Oh, completely. It had no plot in the beginning, the first movie. If you go look back, it was money and cars, right? The second one was a lot better than the first one. Let's throw that out there in the first place. Then Tokyo Drift, right? There was no plot in any of them.
Tokyo Drift was good.
I liked it. Maybe it's because I like Asian shit and it was just all together. Drifting, different too, type of driving.
But see, the problem with Tokyo Drift is that I compared it to the other one.
I know. But you still watched it.
That was my rock.
Bad Wow.
I don't give a fuck. I watched it because it was in order.
Ludacris was in Fast Series.
It was in Two Fast Two. Right. I'm like, it wasn't in Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always got to have the black.
Yeah. That's the black people.
It's just complicated, okay? Just very complicated. I Care a Lot could have been a second one if they didn't kill a bitch. Maybe build off of something. You can always build
off something,
right? That's why I'm like, if you can make it to a third one, you deserve a prequel. Because I really don't give a fuck about your backstory in the first movie.
Depending on who you are, that's just how I feel.
Give me an example besides John Wick. That was my example. Don't try to beat me in my own example.
Let me see. See, I hate when I'm asked about movies on the spot. I
gotta be clever.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you give I Care a Lot?
I actually gave it an 8. Strangely enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm gonna give a higher rating than him.
Yeah, I actually gave it an 8.
I give it a 9. They're invited to the council.
That's something and you just care a lot. I didn't. My girl liked it.
Clearly.
My girl liked it a lot.
I feel like you just didn't want to like it because the fact the bitch died. Yeah. That didn't satisfy what you want. Because that's I felt like you didn't get that seal at the end. I got my seal. I was like, damn.
Yeah, but that seal got me the 8. It was a 7 for that.
What the fuck has it a C? I would watch it again.
No.
I feel like a C. I would watch it again.
I have no inkling to watch that again at all.
Wow.
Not even a little bit.
You gave it a what?
Give it an 8. I think people should see it. Absolutely.
Wow.
It's not.
I will rewatch it.
It's not something I will rewatch.
You would give something that you rewatch 8? That's how I feel about C's. You know, if it's a 7 out of 10, bro, I'm not. I watch it once.
I don't know. Cause some 7 out of 10 movies I might put on in passing.
Like
I might
Zombieland,
be playing the game. I've seen the first one so many times.
Yeah, right. See what I mean? I'll watch it once because I like Zombieland.
Yeah, I haven't seen Double Tap more than once. I do want to check it out again. I keep forgetting.
That nigga lying. This nigga's grinning like a motherfucking kid on Christmas. Is what I tell you. I'll watch it one more time. You barely remember the plot like me. I know better.
I just know they was all doubled up.
Yeah, right.
It was all the same
Double
people.
Tap. And it was like, it correlated with the movie.
Yeah.
You skipped it. Fuck this shit.
It was the people everywhere. Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah, I fucked up my movie. You tell me what they should make another second one of? Or they should make a second one of?
The second one up.
You know I fucked that up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yes, I can agree with that because he got a book. I think more than one book of Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah,
too.
He got a lot of those.
Yeah, no, I like the first. A lot of people don't talk about that, but I like that.
No, they just jealous. The 7 Easter eggs.
Yeah, I'm about to go home and watch that.
Right, you see what? That's at 9 level. 9 and 8, you know, you rewatch it.
That's up there.
Edgar Allan Wright, yeah.
What was the other one?
Okay, I give it a 9.
You give it a 9?
You give it an 8.
Yeah, I gave it an 8.
Okay.
It's going to stay at 8. And I still don't watch it again.
You're so rude. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end the podcast here.
That's I Care a Lot.
Netflix.
Yeah.
You can follow us on our Instagram.
Oh, yeah, Twitter.
Uncut Critic. Podcast, yeah.
On Twitter.
We got all that.
You got all that?
Yeah, we on every podcast. You good? We on Apple, of course.
Just look us up. You'll find
Google Podcast, Spotify. We all that.
You can always hear us.
Yup.
I listen to us.
Oh, God. And we out. Stage and leave with money that's a sticker.